Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Leo Haviland back on the show. But Leo has become an outstanding member of our Brain Trust. He's a rock star. In just 6 short years that he's been hanging out with us, he's a very excellent Wall Street analyst. He formerly worked at Goldman Sachs and Sempra Energy Trading. He's one of the smartest guys in our Brain Trust. He's the author of Words on the Street, which is a book that I encourage you to check out. He's our good friend, Leo Haviland. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks very much, Jim. It's an honor to be on your great show.
It's good to have you back, Leo. So, Leo, I want to take this first segment and talk about something that we're marking, at least I am, and some other people are too. This literally right now, at this very moment, 10 years ago, the financial markets were melting down all around the world. The Fed was meeting with bankers, and the federal government was involved, and there was a lot of danger. The world was in a lot of jeopardy 10 years ago, literally today, you could say, couldn't you?
Yes. Excellent point. And that raises the question, what lessons have we learned from that crisis, and also what lessons we've unlearned, and the corollary question of could this happen again in some version?
Well, let's take a half a minute and explain to people why that happened. It was largely, everybody thinks it was a recession, which isn't true. Those are parallel events. Number two, a lot of people think it was because of the subprime mortgages, which were only some part of the factor. They were kind of a bad branding part of the factors of a crash, as far as I'm concerned. But the real problem was runaway greed, 70-to-1 leverage, and all the different ways that they were leveraging all those securities. Wasn't that the real problem?
That was the real problem. And also there was complacency about risk, and the risk not only of leverage, but tied into that, the risk of liquidity drying up.
Yep.
And faith that the gradual rise in interest rates, which had occurred up through, say, mid-year 2017, was not going to have any consequences.
Right. Well, and also you had the implicit government backing of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and you had those kinds of things, and also the rating companies had some complicity in all this. So, folks, there were a lot of problems, a lot of systemic problems, in my opinion. They were all human made. This wasn't just where the supply chain got backed up. So have we learned anything? What have we learned that'll prevent this from happening again, Leo?
The banks are being monitored more closely by the central banks and other regulators. There may be some greater financial buffers for some of those institutions, maybe a bit more consumer protection. But there's now faith that central banks, having shown they have the power to rescue stocks, housing, the economy, and say the world, and that government fiscal bailouts were possible, there's faith that that could happen again.
The moral hazard.
There's the moral hazard. And a lesson unlearned is arguably, what is the consequence of this huge fiscal debt for future generations now? And indeed, would, in the current environment, the Federal Reserve rush in and help, which is probably not, given that they're raising rates. Also, unlike then is in we now have a situation where there's much more cultural divisiveness and political infighting. So the ability to have, say, learning the lesson of getting together in an emergency maybe has been forgotten.
Maybe hard to put back together.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Well, the thing that I wanted you to give us that your analysis on that, which is excellent, Leo, because in a minute we're going to talk, after the break, you're going to talk to us about kind of where we are, folks, how to understand this market that we're in, the equities market that we're in. And as you know, I don't like talking about that much because I think they've become completely disconnected from the Main Street economy, but they are the tail that wags our dog. And so goes the Wall Street. Oftentimes, so goes Main Street. And so I want to get Leo to help us understand that. He's going to blend in where we are with where we've been and where we're going. Only he can do that. He's the diviner of all those things. 20 tail. I'm Jim Blasingame. Right back with Leo.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.